Colin Backus with the Travel World Report and a personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
Wendy, growing up in New Zealand, where were the more exotic places for New Zealanders to travel to?
Oh, definitely the Pacific Islands. We are surrounded by Pacific Islands like Fiji and Tahiti, Samoa. And for New Zealanders, it's only sort of 3 hours away, and you can be in Fiji and lying on a beach, you know, sipping a cocktail. So it's fabulous. And New Zealanders live so far away from everything else. It's wonderful just to go 3 short hours to a little island, although I must say Australia is also a big destination for New Zealanders. But one thing about New Zealanders is that we love to travel, and, you know, we really do travel a lot because we're so far away. I guess we feel this great need to travel far and see the world. So you'll find New Zealanders in just about every place you look, I think. Living in North America, it's so great being able to travel 3 hours and be in a different country. You know, go to Canada and go to America. You can be in Mexico on a plane in 3 hours.
Where is the destination outside of New Zealand that you would visit most commonly yourself?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Well, while I was in New Zealand, I would probably say Australia, because it's got fabulous shopping, and it's a bit of a bigger city. So if you really wanted to go out and shopping and visit the cafes and restaurants, you'd go to Sydney or Melbourne. But also, you know, for a real layback holiday, it would be Fiji. I love Fiji. It's fabulous. It's got fabulous hotels and white sand beaches and the blue ocean. It really is great. But also, I like to go to LA, and I have a few friends in London. So, I kind of like to go as many places as I can, really.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and another personal look at New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, when growing up in New Zealand, in your hometown, what was it like, life? We have images here in Canada of life growing up here, but what was it like there?
That's right. I think when people think of New Zealand, many people think, oh, it's a country with lots of sheep in it, which is a common thing I hear. But while there are a lot of sheep, there's also a lot of people. And where I live in Auckland, it's very cosmopolitan. So, you know, it's great because, you know, you get the best of everything. You can drive 20 minutes and be on a beach and, you know, kicking around on a beach. Or, you know, you can go 20 minutes again and you'll be right in the center of Auckland and the city and cafes and restaurants and shops. But so growing up, I guess I had a lot of outdoor experiences because New Zealanders love the outdoors and the temperatures are generally quite mild, but you can go outdoors any time of the year. So definitely kicking around on a farm or on a beach or, you know, in the city, it's great.
You were raised in the city, so you'd be more of a city girl. What were your favorite hobbies as a child?
Oh, golly, wow. Let me think. I was into sports, really. My mum used to drag me off to gymnastics or netball or swimming. We really get the all-round education in New Zealand where you spend half your life doing exercise, which is great. So I was really involved in gymnastics growing up, and that was really good. But, I mean, I suppose the national sport of New Zealand would be rugby, and everyone in New Zealand follows rugby. I think it's football over here or ice hockey. But in New Zealand, it's rugby.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.